Gary, good to chat to you once again. Firstly, congratulations. You've been appointed as manager of the Ulster team for next year's interprovincial tournament, which has been held in Donegal. And the fact that it's here in the county, I suppose, an added incentive to go on and to try and win it.
Yeah, good to hear from you again, Chris. Right. Look, been appointed as the manager of the Ulster squad for the 2026 Inter Pros. Just went through an interview process with it. I'm not sure of how many was in for. I know of one or two was in for, just from chatting to different people, but I'm not sure how many was in. But look, I've been given the job. So it's kind of the backroom team, just done and dusted, and just in the process of sending out emails to identify the first phase of players from, and it's shown Donegal and Kevin Monaghan. So that's where we're at. And as you say, it's... we're hosted this year, so it's always that bit more special and that bit more of a bigger scale of things when you're the province that you're actually hosting the competition. So it's all something to look forward to as a coach, and obviously for the players, it's even something more exciting to look forward to for them as well in March time 2026.
And I know in previous years, sometimes given the travel involved, perhaps there's an advantage for the host province in that you may get a better turnout and more hunger, because there is time commitments as well. It's not on to next March, but you've already assembled your backroom team, so the ball is very much rolling.
Yeah, the ball is rolling, probably because it's probably down to the new executive committee of the Ulster FA. They've reshuffled things there, and they've got a strong committee in place, so they're kind of full energy as well, and they've kind of come in, and when I sat down to speak to them and I got the job, it was like, you know, they want things done as professionally as possible, and they want it organised as professionally as possible. And look, they know it's going to take a couple of things. Finance is going to take a lot of money to organise your garage, getting things set up properly, regards your what it needs to be as a professional setup, with your gear and your training facilities and just all the proper stuff, which hasn't been in place there for a number of years. And that's the way it's gone, but that's why we've kind of they've pushed it a bit earlier this year to try and get it up and running. And as you said as well there, when it's at home, you would like to hope that the players would not buy in is the right word, but be available for it, because I've been involved in it myself several years, where I've been in Dublin, I've been in Cork, and I've been at home. And you can see when you're at home, there is players make themselves available that maybe wouldn't on their way. And that's no disrespect to players. People have family and jobs and all their commitments. When you're home, getting on the bus on a Friday morning, maybe not back day Monday morning, Sunday night. So you understand that as well, but it's at home this year. So look, as I said, the executive committee, they're looking to take it serious, but I think the clubs within the province, along with the players, need to be taking it serious. So if we all take it serious, then we've got a great chance.
Absolutely. Now, you didn't waste much time in appointing the backroom staff. What was the process there? Did you have people in mind when you went to apply for the position, or did you approach them after you'd got the position?
No, look, whenever I came up at the start, the email went out to all the clubs, and it was my own club approached me, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do it or not. And kind of what we're saying there a minute ago about having a free weekend as such. I've got three kids and a wife, and sometimes when you get a free weekend, you're like, right, that's free, so we can plan something, we can go and do something with the family. And kind of thought it through, and then I thought, you know what, it's something I give a rattle whenever I was in my youth end when I was running the youth football. So I thought, why not give it a go now at the minute when I'm fresh and so on. So I decided, we'll give it a go.
And tell us who the backroom team are.
We went with Anthony Gorman, John Quigg, and along with myself, and then with Jer Crossan. So Anthony's Letterkenny, John Quigg's Greencastle, Jer Crossan, trying to do the goalkeepers. He's and linked in with the Carndona manager, Thomas O'Hearn, with the strength and condition. Thomas would have come on board with ourselves kind of halfway through last year, great at his job and doing well with us on that end of things. And just speaking to a physio at the minute, Megan Harding, I'm just hoping she's going to come on board. And we've David McGowan as the kit man. So look, there's a lot of positions there that are all all needed filled and all needed done professionally. So like, I would have known John from working with Derry and different things through the years, and I have a lot of respect for him, and he's a good way about him, and I would have been involved with Anthony, like playing against Letterkenny Rovers, and when I was in with Derry, Anthony would have teams into the Foy Cup, so I had tussles with him along the line in the Foy Cup, and he had his Letterkenny teams in, and look, Anthony's no stranger to football. He's been about football a long, long time, and he's played for Linfield most of his career, and been a cracking player for him. Jared Crossan doesn't need an introduction either. Like, Jared's managing Cairn, doing an absolute super job down there at the minute, and Jared's played with small bit with Derry City, and he's been a goalkeeper for Oma for years, and a man that I respect a lot for his goalkeeping and for what he's doing with Cairn at the minute. So look, that's all people that have serious roles they play and the coaching part of it. As I say, strength and conditions, you need somebody in there who knows what they're at and is professional about their job, and Thomas Mulhern's very good at that, and look, David has done the kit man for my Bon Cranny's kind of assist me this year at the minute, so he's good at his job as well. So all them people are massively, massively important to make it, to try and make it a success and try to make it work. So the question was, did I chat with them before it? Yes, I did. I asked them, did they go in for the job, and they said no. So then I had the conversation if I got it. So look, I said, look, let's see if you get it first and then come back and have a chat. So when I came back, when I told them what I was planning doing, what I was looking to do, they said, right, let's go and give it a rattle.
So the Ulster team will be under your management, the Interprovincial Tournament. Now, it's not taking place till next March. So between now and then, no doubt you have a sort of a plan laid out. Would you envisage many training sessions even before Christmas?
Yeah, look, we're kind of hit with a small bit of an obstacle already, because we're trying to get the squad nailed down by December, have the squad picked, and then start getting working with the squad then. Look, you have to bear in mind, you can't go in here just totally narrow-minded saying that's all that matters is this Ulster squad, because you've got clubs who are preparing for games for the weekends, and the longer the season goes on, the bigger the game is for some of the clubs. But what we've got at the minute, the Oscar Finner has been announced, so that's kicking off. They have a game in mid-November and a game mid-December, so look, the Donegal League, the National League, are going to be trying to get their players together to prepare for that, because their games are November, December, so you're kind of looking for nearly all the same players at the same time. So it's going to be a wee bit slow starting, but we've got the email sent out to the National League clubs just actually today. Ulster FA have sent them out, and the Donegal League ones will be receiving theirs probably tomorrow or the day after. We have one of the games confirmed against Strabane and Ballyar on the 11th, and that's the Donegal end and the NSHON end. We're just trying to book a game for them at the minute, but it's just clashing. We want an Oscar Trainer date, so I have to speak to the Oscar Trainer manager, because we need to work together to try and make it work for the three parties, the Donegal League, the NSHON League and the Ulster FA.
Gary, turning attention now to the Jackie Crossan Premier Division. You've played 5 games. You're second in the table. Great season, of course, last year, and that memorable occasion when you beat your arch rivals Cockhill in front of what was a bumper and passionate crowd down at Castle Park. You're playing them again this weekend. It's too early to say it's a title decider, but it's certainly a huge game.
Yeah, without a doubt, there's no getting away from it. It's probably a bigger game for us than it is for them. We've started slow with no excuses. We have a number of key injuries and suspensions at different times, and we've lost a few and we've taken a few in. So it's kind of like, it's almost like a small rebuild again, to be honest, Chris. So look, them games are always massive. As I spoke to you last year when we won it, they're the games that you want to be involved in. They're the games that you want to be playing in. That's one thing that I struggle with. I can't play in them no more. Yeah. But look, yes, it is a big game, and we need to go out and get a result against them on Sunday to keep ourselves in the hunt to try and keep the title at Castle Park.
Probably one of the biggest derbies in junior soccer anywhere in the country. Now, you'll have lots of cup competitions to look forward to throughout the season. Obviously, you'd love another decent run in the FAI Junior Cup, and who knows what'll happen there. The Ulster Junior Cup, you've got a bye in that. You'll be away to Balmafay United or Rathmullen Celtic in the next round. So the games are going to come thick and fast.
Yeah, they are. Look, we just got out the November fixtures there. We're kind of free one of the weeks, and then we're actually free 2 weeks because the Oscar Trainer is going to be playing with players identified for the Oscar Trainer squad. But after that, then you're looking at probably the start of January. They're going to be coming flying down your throat if you stay in the cups. And then, as I say, we're chatting a bit about the Ulster FA earlier on. You're going to have players involved in that as well. So look, 2026, the start of the year, is going to be busy. And look, I hope to God that we're having a conversation when you come May of some sort, that we're either in an Ulster Junior Cup final, or we're fighting for a league title, or we're fighting for some kind of silverware. So that's the plan, that we're going to be still knocking about come April time. That's what I'm praying for now.
Now, Buncrana Hearts were one of the clubs in Donegal linked with this new third tier of Irish soccer, which is coming down the tracks. From your own club's point of view, facilities have been an important factor of us. So just bring us up to speed, what's happening there. You're looking to put in a new AstroTurf surface.
Yeah, that's right. I think I don't know if it was you or one of your colleagues you spoke to the last time around. It was just going well about the third tier. We've just gone out for tender. The full-size AstroTurf, fully floodlit. It's down there. Actually, anybody knows Castle Park, there's three pitches. There's an upper one and a lower one. So it's a lower one where the new pitch is going in. So it's gone out for tender. It should actually be coming in now within the next week or two. So we're hoping to get that project kicked off in January time around that. So there's pros and cons with that. It's probably been an obstacle for us. We got kind of into the final stage of we were asked to go down to Dublin as a club. They basically sell the club as and such and speak about where we're at, and they go to the next level for the tier 3. So I think it was the last application basically. So the club had opted to step back from it because they checked out a couple of different things in our upper pitch, just with the requirements needed for the tier 3, it wasn't suitable. So look, we were just brutally honest with them. We were putting all our toys into the one basket, and that was to get this 3G fully floodlit pitch completed, hopefully by next year. And by doing that, that was an obstacle for us to be competing in the tier 3. Look, there wasn't our option of going to higher ground within the league, but look, that was going to come at a serious cost. So the way they've left, the way we've, as I say, our executive committee have left it, they're going to keep in touch with the FA once this pitch is completed, and hopefully there might be a chance of us getting back in there if it's still up and running.
Yeah, and of course one of the issues being that a lot of the fans at the current setup when you're playing on the higher pitch are actually watching from a public road looking over the wall, so it needs to be, I suppose, a little bit more enclosed. But in the short to medium term, this is a case of maybe one step back and then two steps forward.
Yeah, 100%. Look, the bigger games, they kind of got the road closed off, but look, you can't be closing the load off every second weekend. But look, I don't want that wall to ever go away either, because we had some special days with crowds up at that wall, and we pulled some bumper crowds and some great memories. So that's a wall some of our players and coaches will never forget, because as you said, there was bumper crowds at some of the games. But look, that's at that level. For us to get to the next level, we need to have our grounds in a better place. And look, to be fair, the amount they're working on at the minute to get this, I'd say it's probably going to be the first one in the show. And I've been looking at the drawings. It looks some job. So if we can get that completed this year, I'll be a happy, happy man, I can tell you that.
Well, Gary, we look forward to seeing that all come about. We wish you the best of luck on Sunday and also for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much, Chris.